Well, we're actually doing quite a lot, and I think, as everybody knows, that trafficking in persons is a serious crime and a grave violation of human rights. And every year, thousands of men, women, and children fall into the hands of traffickers. This can be in their own countries and abroad. And almost every country in the world is affected by trafficking, whether it's the country of origin, the transit, or the destination for the victims. We have a large research branch here in UNODC, and the research section has indicated that about 71% of trafficking victims are women and girls. We take a three-level approach. We look at the normative side. We support member states in developing and applying legal frameworks, and this includes assisting them with the implementation of a protocol to prevent, suppress, and punish trafficking in persons. We call it the Trafficking in Persons Protocol. Secondly, and I mentioned the research section already, having the data to know about the extent of human trafficking worldwide. And every 2 years, our research section puts out the Global Report on Trafficking in Persons. And this compiles data from over 100 countries. And the report will come out, the next report will come out later this year. And thirdly, we also provide capacity building and assistance to individual countries. And this includes the development of capacity, expertise, practical tools, as well as cooperation in investigations and prosecutions. And last year, we assisted something like 70 countries. Also important in the fight against human trafficking is awareness raising, an effective way of communicating information to the public. And this is where my team comes in. We create campaigns both in traditional and online media to maximize outreach and visibility. Our means include websites, social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. And specifically, we promote the Blue Heart campaign. And this is a global awareness raising initiative to fight human trafficking and its impact on society. And in the last year, we've been making a huge push on this and a lot of outreach.
And who can join this campaign? Can anyone join?
Yes, absolutely. The campaign, what does it stand for? We use the blue UN colour to demonstrate the commitment of the UN to combat this crime against human dignity. It also represents the sadness of those trafficked, and it can also remind us of the cold-heartedness of those who buy and sell human beings. We do this with partners. Raising awareness is a big undertaking, and for this we rely heavily on our partners. And I would encourage anyone who listens to this radio brief, members of government, civil society, airline sector, and individuals alike, like you and I, to join and wear the blue heart as a symbol of their support to prevent the crime. You know the red ribbon for HIV/AIDS and the pink ribbon for breast cancer awareness? What we're trying to do with the blue heart is get this as an international symbol against human trafficking. Some member states have already done it and adopted it, and more countries have expressed interest, but it's not just for countries. It's for the private sector, for corporations, civil society, and us. And coming to the airport, the air transport, it's commonly used mode by traffickers. And we've been reaching out to the aviation sector to support our cause. And we've also, I must say, we've also had excellent working relationship with the International Air Transport Association, which is one of our key partners in particular over the last year. So coming back to your question, what can the airlines actually do? And noting that the IATA, the International Air Transport Association AGM, is currently taking place in Sydney, there is a lot they can do. They can have a responsibility for identifying, apprehending, prosecuting, perpetrating human trafficking. It rests with governments and national law enforcement agencies, but airline industry can play an important role in preventing this crime because the airline staff can be trained in basic human trafficking awareness to recognize signs of potential trafficking situations, and they can report their observations to the authorities, both at the airports or perhaps via the pilot during the flight. And this would be up to each individual airline to decide how they wanted to approach that. The one thing we do say is not to have any staff approaching passengers or people directly. They can join our campaigns and initiatives and to make it much more visible. They could adopt the Blue Heart campaign. Copa Airlines, Air Mexico have already done so, and we've been pursuing other airlines very actively in the past year to also join us. There is also a leaflet we have, which is called Beware of the Signs, and it looks like an airline, you know, the seat pocket card on the safety card. It's exactly like that, and it gives an indication of some of the signs that passengers can look for. These can be put in the airline if they are willing to do that, obviously noting that probably they would add a little bit extra weight, but you can also have them on the ground, you can have them throughout the airports, you can have them in the lounges, etc. And on the flip side of that card is all the information on the Blue Heart campaign so that people can learn about it. We're also right now, and it's not finished yet, but it should be out quite soon, is we're developing a video on the Blue Heart campaign, which can be used by other partners or by airlines or anybody else who wanted to use it. There's one thing I would really like to see with, as you know, this IATA AGM, one of the focuses is on human trafficking and the use of the airlines for such purposes. So this is going to generate a lot of visibility. And I think what we're hoping here is that many airlines will now be persuaded to join this movement against human trafficking.
And are there any other areas that you would like to focus on as well as the airline?
Well, one of the areas that we've been really making a big push in addition is with member states, governments, you know, all our UN partners, the governments to the UN. We've been making a huge push on that. We're also pushing all our other UN sister agencies to come on board and support it with us so that they know what it is. That's another part. We're also looking at the hospitality industry because that obviously that can be a key partner in all of this as well. So as this gains momentum, these are the sort of directions we're going to be going. And of course, anytime we're talking about it, we try to persuade any individuals that we're discussing with to also take it on board.
And finally, what would your main call to action be?
Well, I think probably my main call to action would be that everybody does take Blue Heart campaign on board and supports it. One other thing I will very briefly mention, we've also been partnering with Airline Ambassadors International, and they've been doing quite some training for airlines across the globe on recognizing victims on planes. So that's another area where we've been working. And of course, with them, I come in and we promote the Blue Heart campaign. So that sort of goes hand in hand, and that's quite a nice partnership as well. I just wanted to mention that. But I think my call for action is that everybody takes this on board, whether it's governments or whether it's the private sector, the airlines or individuals. That's what we need.
And what about education in general? You mentioned the videos and the materials. Where could people access this material?
Our website, unodc.org, under the Blue Heart campaign. That's a public website. Anybody can go in and look. If people want to actually donate anything to helping the victims, and here I'm talking about victims who've been recovered and who've been trafficked, there is also a United Nations Victims Trust Fund, and anybody can give some funds to that, even if it's $20. Every little bit counts.